Hey everybody, hello, hello, how are you? Grace and peace, grace and peace, grace and peace. How is everyone? LaShawn DeGuerre here. If you're catching me for the first time, welcome, 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 welcome. My name is LaShawn DeGuerre. I teach men and women entrepreneurs just like you every single day how to build multiple streams of income, how to leverage their ideas, and how to do it with kingdom principles. Hey prophetess, how are you? Hello, hello, hello. If you will do me a quick favor, my goodness, I'm fired up. Listen, I'm talking about how to unmute your purpose. Listen, I hear this in the spirit. Blessings, blessings, grace and peace. Let me see if I can catch everybody. Let's see, y'all know Facebook, they changed their little systems. Now the little notifications up top. Hey everybody, say hello, hello, hello. How are you? Real quick, what do I have going on? I'm gonna do some quick announcements. So if you're watching a replay, fast forward. Hello, Miss Johnson out there in LA, woman of God. You are powerful, praise God. But real quick, I'll be at the Georgia Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas this Saturday. I will be one of the expert panelists talking about winning women. And you know, when it comes to business and marketplace, I believe in deliverance in the marketplace. Somebody say amen. Do me a quick favor while you're coming in, tell me where you're chiming in from. Hello, say hello, don't be shy. Listen, share this with your friends, your followers, and your haters. I got a word, because I believe that there are some people that have been put on mute. Some of y'all have been put on like a muzzle. Some of you guys have been put on silent. Some of you guys need to unmute your purpose. Listen, God bless you, woman of God. But I want to share that with you. Also, I will be ministering in another 2 weeks in Houston, Texas at the My Message Matters. Y'all, it's going to be dope. When I tell you, like, do you have a message? Do you have a word? Hey, Beaumont, what's up, Chester? Hey, Alicia, how's it going? Hey, Jesse, grace and peace. Bless you, bless you. But do you have a word? Come on now. Hey, Pastor Liddell, shout out to Pastor Liddell. How are you? Powerful prophet, master teacher, and educator, apostle. Hey, Felicia Guidry, how are you? Woman of God, listen, I want you to go to the My Message Matters. I want to say it's on Eventbrite. You can go and register today. It's early bird. I know it's going to be epic. We have some powerful teachers that will be there. Hey, Amari, how are you, woman of God? Listen, congratulations on your new season of nuptials, woman of God. But y'all see my new shirt? It's dope, right? Like, listen, y'all know I'm down for it. These are quick announcements, but go ahead and share this, because y'all got some haters in y'all life. You need to let them know that you're not on mute. You have some people that are pushing and praying for you, that are encouraged by you, and you need to let them know that they have a voice, and it will be heard, right, in this season. But this is my new shirt, right? So this shirt, I have it in black, and you can go to LaShawnDeGuerre.com, and it comes in the epic gold, right? We wake, pray, slay every day. All right, guys, so real quick, I wanted to come in and I was just led to do this. This will be a really quick masterclass, but I want to talk to you about why are you on mute. There are some of you that have powerful voices. There are some of you that have been called. You have a clearing call of God on your life. Listen, I bless this video right now, this broadcast, this live stream. I bless you. I bless everyone that's watching. I decree and declare that God is going to bless you supernaturally. I bless God for every person that... Listen, even if you have to unfriend me after this, I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Okay, so there are some of you that have a voice. How many of you have a voice? You say, listen, woman of God, I got a voice. I have the word of the Lord in me. I'm a prophet. I'm an apostle. I'm a leader. I'm an educator. I'm a teacher. I'm a disciple. I'm anointed. Listen, the position I'm in, I've met my capacity. I'm at the place where I am busting open. Listen, I have a word. I have something encouraging. I have a purpose, and I have to be... I have to unmute. Listen, there are people that have been assigned from hell to mute you, to put you on blast. There are people that have been assigned strategically by the enemy. It is a sign of adversary that have put you on mute. Listen, and when I say mute, why is your purpose on mute? There are some of you, you're operating in a spirit called fear. You're not doing what God has told you to do. You're not going and sowing where you need to sow. You're not living out your voice and your purpose, how God has called you and predestined you to do. You're not, why? Because you're fearful. You're fearful that people are not going to like you. You're fearful that, you know, maybe you're not good enough. You're fearful because maybe you stutter. Maybe you're fearful because nobody knows your name. You're fearful because you went to TBN or Daystar, or you went to BET, and for whatever reason, they did not do a contract deal with you. You went to the radio station. You pitched the proposal. You went to the bank. You gave them the idea, and for whatever reason, they said no. Maybe they said no, you're not ready. Maybe they said no, your purpose is not powerful. Maybe they said no, you're not a preacher. Maybe they said no, you're not called. Maybe they said no, this is not your season. Maybe they said no, you haven't been faithful in this house, so I'm not gonna give you a mic. What are you waiting on? Listen, this is a season, and this is a time where God says that he's raising up his sons and his daughters, those that will be courageous, those that will operate in the prophetic realm, those that will operate in Proverbs, that they'll seek God for wisdom. Listen, I don't need another person to lay hands on me in this season. What I need is revelation. I need the word of the Lord. I need to operate in my boldness. I need to be courageous. Listen, there are certain times in your life where you're going to have to stand on your own faith, where you're going to have to know the call of God on your own life. You're going to have to know that God has sent you for it. You're going to have to know that you are anointed. Listen, I don't need nobody else to say, listen, you can go for it. I have to tell myself that there's a time where you have to get on your face, you got to lay out prostrate and you got to say, I'm worthy of what God has called me in. I'm worthy to know that I is capable. And yes, it is doable. And it doesn't even matter if I don't use the proper English. Doesn't matter in this season. God not looking for people that's using the correct grammar. What he wants is somebody that's willing. He wants somebody that says, I'm open and I'm obedient and I obey you. Will you fear God more than you ever fear man? Listen, there's no closed door that man could ever do and close a door in my face that God didn't open three more. Do you hear me? Y'all better hear me in the spirit. Catch this. There's never a door that man could slam in my face. Come on, prophetess Ty. You know what I'm talking about. Man could never slam a door in my face or grab a mic out my hand and God didn't give me three more. Or God didn't give me a way to operate in my gifts. There are some of you that have been tied down. There are some of you that are in sales mentally. Listen, emotionally, spiritually. Listen, even your faith is in a jail cell. Why? Because you're looking and you're saying that, God, I'm not worthy and I'm not ready. You operating just like, you know, the man of God. Look, Moses, God, the hand of God was on Moses. Listen, y'all want a testimony? I stuttered as a child. I had to go through speech therapy. Come on, somebody. But when God is with you and when God puts fire in you, there are people that are waiting on you to speak. There are people that are waiting on you to write your books. There are people that are waiting on you to prophesy. There are people waiting on you to create that ministry, to create that business. There are people that are waiting on you to do something. And listen, the reason you won't do it, if nobody's ever told you, and if you need to say, it's maybe because you lazy. There is no excuse for you to say that you no longer have resources when you got a prayer life. Do you hear me? There's no reason for you to say, I don't have the resources. It is not possible when you got a prayer life. I'm actually living in what I prophesied over my own self. Listen, there have been men and women of God that even when I got weary in my well-doing, even when I almost fainted, even when I almost walked away. Listen, your message matters. The reason your message matters is because nobody else can do it but you. Listen, there is a mandate from heaven. I believe that there's channels from heaven where God is saying that I want to ascend and descend from heavenly realms and heavenly dimensions and release my word, but you working in fear. How long will you just tarry? You don't have to tarry when it's already yours. Hallelujah. Ooh, y'all playing today. Listen, there's no excuse when you got a prayer life. Come on, Upsons. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Listen, there's no reason for you to be broke when you got a prayer life. Listen, I'm getting excited. I know I'm shouting, so praise God with me. Listen, there's a season where when I didn't have what I needed, there was a season when I was walking to work. Listen, I was not discouraged. What happened was I learned how to seek God. I learned what the art of wisdom and the call of God, because God will give you all things, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And if you seek him and you'll find him. What does that mean? I don't operate in lack. I only operate in abundance. There is no fear in my life. I walk in authority and dominion power. I own territories. Listen, you got to start getting to the point where you got to build yourself up in the Most High faith. I've learned how to wait on God. Listen, and even in those seasons when I thought, God, is this you? God sent his word. He would send his word where he would heal me in that area. When I was on mute and it seemed like my voice was not going to be, you know, like, God, you showed me this. God, you told me this is where you were taking me. But it's like I'm on mute. My purpose is on mute. It's like they keep slamming the door in my face. They won't give me an opportunity. And what God will do, he'll put your name on somebody's heart so you can operate in that season. Do y'all hear me? Oh, God. Come on, somebody. Listen, that's right, woman of God. Listen, your prayer closet is your boardroom. That's where you deal with what your adversity is. Listen, the next thing is, when people muzzle your voice because of government funding, you got to understand that you operate in an anointing called receiving. Do y'all hear me? There are some of you, you're waiting on the government to save you. You're waiting on people to save you when God is your savior. Listen, I love the saints. And nobody might not tell you, but I love you with all my heart. But what I can tell you is that I'm just a conduit. God is the source. So what I started doing, I started bypassing man and I went to the source. You got to get to a season. You got to get to a time. You got to walk in your faith to such a level where you say, you know what? I'm not going to go to another man. I'm not begging nobody for an opportunity. I'm not begging another person to be put on their platform. What I'm going to do today, I'm going to take the mute button. Listen, I'm going to unmute myself and I'm going to say, go into destiny. Listen, go into purpose. Go into that realm. Listen, go into, why y'all, listen, I gotta get to the point. This kind of crazy faith I got. Listen, somebody say amen. Don't be hating. Come on, somebody. Listen, this is what happens. I stopped going and saying, can you give me this money? And I started commanding the wealth to come in. I stopped saying, I can you tell me how to get healed? Listen, can you tell me how to get delivered? Can you tell me how to, you know, bring my family out of bondage? And I started saying, we walk out of bondage. We walk in our supernatural favor. We walk in our supernatural healing. I'm more than an overcomer. I overcome by the word of my testimony. Listen, and this, it was the reason that he was slain. And because he was slain, I live. And this life, I'm going to have more abundantly, and those that are connected to me, they're gonna live in abundance. And listen, I'm gonna tell you how you can tell when somebody puts you on mute. Y'all want to know? Listen, when somebody, or when flesh try to put you on mute, or maybe it's adversity, you know, anyone that God is going to use, they're going to kind of sometimes face adversity, right? Y'all know what I'm saying, right? So in the word of God, in the Old Testament, let's talk about the old, not even new. We're not even going to be that fancy. Let's talk about new. Anytime God used somebody, they either had to go through a season of trials and tribulations. They had to go through major persecution, right? Let's look at it in modern day terminology. There are some of you, you're going through seasons where you literally are looking at a wall and you're saying, God, if you with me, God, I need to feel you. God, is this you? And God is saying, in this hour, if you need a sign, this is it. This is your season where God says, no longer will he allow man, politics to put you on mute. He will not allow, you cannot operate like that. Listen, there's, I got some exciting things going on, but I had to get to a point where I said, you know what? Why am I going and asking for permission when I've been predestined to do this? There are some of you that are anointed. There are some of you that are extremely prophetic and apostolic and called. And listen, you got the word in you. You got the call of God in you. You have destiny in you, but for whatever reason, you've been put on silent. I dare you, and I challenge you in the spirit. I admonish you, and I would encourage you to go ahead and unmute your purpose. What happens when you unmute your purpose? These three things happen. One, you operate in a season called divine direction. There are some of you that God has called you into divine direction. If God has called you into divine direction, what happens is the opportunities, they just come. Listen, you don't have to go and ask nobody else. You don't even have to go. What will happen is the Lord will send angels, and he will send the modern day prophets, the modern day executives to come and seek you out and say, here's your opportunity. Here is your opportunity, whether it's to minister, whether it's to sing, whether it's to create, whether it's to advise. God is doing that. This is the season. I believe that somehow that we, the saints, and I won't even say we, some saints have been bewitched. You've been in a spell thinking that you have. Now listen, now let me be very clear. I believe in wise counsel. Let me be very clear. All right. But I do believe that you know God's voice. And if you know God's voice, according to his word, it says, my sheep know my, listen, you know him. You know what he told you to do. Why are you not doing it? Is it because you're fearful? Come on, Kimberly. Is it because you scared, you're not good enough? Come on, Stephanie, tell me. What is the reason? Is it fear, y'all? I believe that when you know who you are, who you belong to, you can literally walk on water every single day. Come on, Keisha, talk to me. Listen, hey, Pastor Taylor, I saw you preaching, woman of God. Listen, when you know who you are and what God has called you into and where God has predestined you, what happens is the opportunities seek you out. I Listen, if I were you, I would put opportunities are just seeking me out. Opportunities, I'm being overbooked. That does not mean that you're not overcompensated. What happens is the opportunities start showing up because you've stayed the course. Because some of you have, it got hard. It got challenging. But I believe that this is going to be your season of ease and extreme success. This is your season where God says, no longer will I allow you, the true, to be put on mute. You can't put me on mute. I'm too anointed. You cannot put me on mute. You cannot muzzle me. You cannot even block me. Listen, matter of fact, if God tells me, I block you in the spirit. I love you with the love of God. But what I can do is operate in my divine direction and my divine destiny. God has called you for divine destiny. Why am I shouting? Because I love Jesus and I'm excited. I'm fired up because enough is enough. We have to get to the point, body of Christ, sons and daughters, major prophets, minor prophets, apostles, and leaders, everyone that's watching, lay members, I don't care where you are right now. I'm here to tell you that you got to unmute your purpose. Unmute it. Come on now. Talk to me. Who else can say amen? Can you say amen? Can you say yes? I'm going to unmute my purpose. I'm going to unmute what God has allowed me. He predestined. You need a scripture? Jeremiah 29. Let's go through Jeremiah. You want to talk about another scripture? Read Acts. Acts will deliver some people. There's a season where God is looking for a remnant, and he's saying, where are those that will be bold and be very courageous? Come on, Proverbs, walk with me in the word of God. Will you be very bold in this season? Will you be very courageous in this season? Will you operate in divine destiny? Will you operate in divine purpose? Will you operate how God is? Will you wake up, pray, and slay? Listen, there are some people that are waiting on you to speak that prayer. There are some people that are waiting on you to say something. And listen, when y'all know what? When I couldn't voice what I needed to say, when I was put on silent, I started writing about it. Do you hear me? When the enemy started to try to attack me, for some of you that don't know, I'm a supernatural miracle, literally. Listen, I was 13 hours from getting my head cut open, my brain, right? And the Lord God, when I could not preach because I love God, right? When I could not get up and run and shout like a crazy woman because I love God, what happens is I started to write what I needed to get out, right? Some of you, you're upset and you're operating out of frustration, but God wants you to write what you need to say in this season. Y'all better hear this word. There are some of you that just need to write it out. Listen, if I were you, I would say I'm writing it out and I'm walking it out. Look, in Psalms, this encouraged me, this from the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord, Psalms 149. Praise the Lord, a new song in his praise in his assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in the maker. Let the children of Zion and the joyful of the king, let them praise his name with dance. There are some of you, you've been dancing around your purpose. There are some of you that have not really danced in the right purpose. You've been building everybody else's purpose. You've been building everybody else's ministry. You've been building everybody else's destiny. You've been building everybody else's platform. Listen, you've been building everybody else. And you're wondering why you haven't been promoted in the spirit. Because God says that this is a season and you better seek God on this. Listen, pray, because you know what God told you. If you need a sign, this is it. God is saying this is a season where he's connecting you with the right people to get you to the right source, to get you to the right system, to get you to the right strategy, so you can receive what you need to receive from your Father. Do you hear me? Oh man, I'm fired up. Look, your girl is on 10 right now. Oh God, hallelujah. There are some of you, you're waiting on someone to lay hands on you. You're waiting on somebody to say you're anointed. You're waiting on someone to say you're called, and you know that you got the call of God in your life. The reason is, some people, you're around people that don't honor the gift of God and the anointing in your life. Listen, they're operating out of dormant, right? I hit it in the spirit. There are some people that they haven't matured in the things of God yet. Your purpose and what you're doing has nothing to do with where I'm going. Right? You stay in your lane and let me stay. Oh, I got to get to the track and field. Y'all know I ran track. So when I was in track and field, there was times where I had to learn how to run in my own lane. Right? When I was, it's little like the younger groups, right? When I was in track and field, my coach would just do where we would just train and we would learn how to run in our own lane. Whether it's with your eyes closed. I had to learn to get tunnel vision. Not worry about the person that's next to me that's 6 feet two. Because y'all know, look, I'm short, but I'm tall in the spirit. spirit. Praise God. Right. But there were some people that will be next to me that will be 6 feet. And I had to learn all I need to worry about is my finish line. I don't need to worry about nobody else's race. When I stepped on the track and I laced my shoes and I put them spikes on and I backed up in the starting blocks, I didn't care what your time was. That's how we have to be in the spirit. I don't care what race you, it doesn't matter where you are in the ranking. All I know is that I got a purpose. I got to get to my finish line. And as long as I get to my finish line and I'm on time and I meet what God told me to clock, and if I meet my assignment, then I'm gonna get to my destiny. And matter of fact, some of you, you're looking at everybody else and you in your lane and you worried about what the person behind you doing. Don't you know that if you worried about what they doing, you're gonna lose time? Everybody know that. That's like the golden rule. Well, in track and field, we're taught to never look back because you lose seconds. And do you know that a second in the spirit is like a lifetime to God? Oh my God, y'all better hear that revelation. There are some people that you are worried about and they sleep. They moved on. You got to learn to let it go. Listen, your destiny is not connected with who did what to you. That don't matter. At the end of the day, are you doing what God told you to do? Oh, y'all, I'm fired up. Who else is fired up? Talk to me. Y'all quiet. Like some hearts or something. Just say amen so I know. Y'all ain't no haters on here. You know, because your haters always watching that. I love them too. God bless. Y'all, you got to get to the point where, listen, yes, they taller than me. Yes, they got more medals than me. Yes, they ranking may be higher than me. But can't nobody touch me in the spirit. Listen, you got to get to the point where, you know what? I'm bold in the things of God. I operate in the anointing of God. I operate in excellence. Everything I touch is blessed. Listen, those that curse me, I bless them in Jesus' name. I can't be cursed. I'm anointed. Listen, I operate in kingdom currency. There is no lack in my family. There's no lack in my prayer life. What I pray about, what I've been worried, look, in those seasons that you've been worrying, listen, those are about to be your praise reports. Those are going to be your testimonies. Those are the things that you've been dwelling on and you won't let go. God says that in this season, he's elevating you and he's promoting you in that area. Listen, you've been tried. They hung you to the cross. Yes, they put nails in your hand, but God says, this is a season where he's raised you up and he set you apart. That's why you can't fit in. That's why you can't hang around everybody in this season. You gotta know who you're supposed to be connected to. That's very imperative, saints, sons and daughters. This is a season where you have to be very careful who you're connected with. Listen, who you're connected with can determine how quickly you get to your destination. I've learned, and life has taught me, life experiences have taught me, that everybody can't eat at the same table right now. This is not the season to hang around certain people. This is not the season to eat from everybody's table. This is a divine season. This is a destiny season where you gotta hang around certain people that get it, right? My husband, he has this thing that he always say, and it's amazing. He says, you gotta get around people that understand your destiny. You gotta get around people that understand your purpose. You have to get around people that understand your flow. See, like for him, he played football. It was so important that when he was on the line, he hung around the right people that understood how he moved when it was time to block certain things. Ooh, y'all, this gonna bless some people. When I was running track, there were certain times I had to run longer distance than my teammates. Why? Because there was certain weight that I could handle in the spirit. There is certain sprints that I could handle. I was a little bit quicker when it came to certain lengths and sprints, right? There were certain times where maybe my teammates had to run longer than me. But there are some of you, you got enough strength, you have enough speed in the spirit, you have enough faith, you have enough endurance. The call of God on you is strong, it's mighty, it's vigorous, it's triumphant. Listen, you've been tried and true and you've been proven in the spirit that you won't faint when adversity comes. You will not back down when adversity comes. But what you will do is say, I've been called and I've been chosen for this, and I will not buckle down and bow down, and I will not bow down to Baal. Hey God, oh God, I feel glory. Oh man, I'm so excited. Woo! There are some of you that God has placed you. He's branded you with the anointing. Hey, listen, you can't go back to the club now. Why? Because you called. You can't go back to the streets. You cannot slang dope no more. Why? Because you're chosen. Look, you cannot go back to that boardroom acting crazy. Why? Because they know that you're anointed. They know that you've been called. They know that you've been set apart. And this time when you go back into the bank, they're going to see the anointing on you. They're going to see that you've been prayed up. They're going to see that you've been fasting. They're going to see that you're different. They're going to see that the hand of God is on you. And listen, the adversity that you went through, you will no longer have to face that no more. But what you will have is results. Results that have been proven. Results that have been tried. Results that have been, look, pressed down, running over, shaken together. Listen, and then they're going to start giving it to you, giving you opportunities, giving you, listen, funding. Listen, and you ain't going to have to go ask man for funding when you know that, why y'all going to man week and bypass and go right to the Father? This is a season where you want to go right to God. Hear me. Do y'all hear me? I'm fired up. Y'all playing. Listen. Do you want some? Are you ready to go there? Are you ready to be like not on mute? Listen, have you weathered your storm? Listen, there is nothing that man could. And y'all, I'm going to tell. Can I be real? Can I testify? I was thinking, man, they punishing me. Am I on punishment? Right? You remember how when you did stuff you weren't supposed to do, your mama put you on punishment, right? You couldn't do certain things like everybody else. Listen, but then you couldn't go out there and hang with everybody else. Remember when you was on punishment? Have you ever been on punishment where you was on restrictions, right? Nowadays they say restrictions, right? Like you couldn't do what everybody else was doing. Listen, they think they got power because they look right, but the truth of the matter was God was teaching me something in that area. God was teaching me to follow instructions. Listen, God was teaching me that though you slay me, I'm still gonna praise God. Though you try to mute me, I'm still gonna have purpose. My purpose don't die just because you think you put me on mute. What happens is I get stirred up and I'm like a pressure cooker. The more pressure you put on me, the stronger I get. The more pressure you put on my purpose, the bolder I get. The more pressure and the more times you tighten me up and you try to fire me up, what happens? I'm going to explode in purpose. I explode in destiny. I explode in the call of God on my life. I explode in the things of God. I know who I am. I know who I've been called to do and what you're, and what, and look, and you know what's so funny? Like my like shout out to my parents, man. I love them. But you know, as a child, you know, they would try to, or even as an athlete, they try to put you on the bench, right? And you know you're the key to success. You know you've been called to you know, do what you need to do. Like, okay, I remember when, you know, there was a season I was late to track, right? I was late to track. And I'm like, but coach, you need me. Like, coach, why you won't put me in? Like, coach, come on now. But what I had to learn is to respect the track field. I had to learn that I was a leader. I couldn't act any kind of way. So what I've learned is I learned to come to track on time, to get there on time, right? What happens is I had to learn how to be a leader in spite of adversity. I had to learn that there was people that was looking at me as an example. There are some of you, you are an example, and God has set you apart for this season. And if you act a fool, everybody else gonna act a fool. If you fall apart, everybody else gonna fall apart. Y'all know what I'm saying. If you stop doing what you're supposed to do, then everybody else gonna stop doing what they supposed to do, right? You gotta learn that God has called you and he predestined you. Can't nobody put you on mute. Oh, y'all, I'm fired up. Y'all know, like, look, this girl right here, thank you for sharing. Man, look at all y'all sharing. Thank you. I appreciate you. Why? Because no longer there's people in your family, they've been put on mute. There's people in your family that they're not walking in their purpose because somebody hurt their feelings. They think somebody is controlling them. They think somebody controlling their destiny. They think somebody has the power over them when truly the only power, I don't believe in none of these zodiacs, all these sorceries things, that's witchcraft. Let me tell you, the only power I believe in is the power of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the only thing I believe in. You need a sign? This is a sign. Listen, you know, all these people talk, what's your sign? Holy Ghost, filled with the power of God, filled with revelation, filled with the prophetic word, filled with the anointed God. That's it. That's the sign. You got a message and it needs to be heard. You have a word. You got destiny in you and it needs to be heard. When you can't say it, you need to write it out. I encourage you and I admonish you. I want you to know that God has called you, that this is your destiny. I believe that God is waking up the generals, those people that have been overlooked. You're about to be overbooked. Those people that have been underassigned, God's about to give you an assignment. There are people waiting on you to do what you need to do. And if they're waiting on you to do what you need to do it quickly. When is quickly? Now. That means immediately. Expeditiously. You need to go right now and do what God has called you to do. Guys, my name is LaShonda Gary. I'm so excited. I'm so fired up. I had to come on and say, listen, get off mute. Hey, Dan, what's going on? Hey, Shanti, how's it going? Hello, is it McBride? How are you? What's going on? Have you been on mute? Shinika, how are you, woman of God? Have you been on mute? There's seasons where people will put your purpose on mute. You feel like, listen, y'all know I'm really big about like operating in your destiny, operating your purpose. Why? Because there's people waiting on you to activate. There's people waiting on you to create. There's people waiting on you to write. There's people waiting on you to pray. There's people waiting on you to minister. There's people waiting on you to prophesy. There's people waiting on you to do something. They're waiting. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? What, is it resources? Remember earlier I said, look, why you worried about resources? Why you worried about funding when you got a prayer life? Pray it into existence. Pray it into destiny. Pray it to manifest. Come on, Tamika. Pray it into destiny. Pray it to manifest. Speak it into life. Like, speak life. Listen, you got family members. They need to be healed. They need to be delivered. Maybe you need to be healed and you need to be delivered. Why are you not manifesting it with your words? You have the power and authority to speak whatever you need into existence. You can speak your business into existence. You can speak that ministry into existence. You can speak that destiny to into existence. I know because I'm a living witness. I know because God has developed me in that season, right? There was a season where I felt like, Lord, do anybody hear me? Lord, is anybody? Y'all, you know, I always give a testimony. Y'all know I'm hosting a conference in San Antonio, Texas. Shout out to San Antonio, Texas. Also, I'm hosting a conference in Columbus, Texas as well. And then we're going to New Orleans and Dallas and a whole bunch of different cities. You could go to LaShondaGary.com. But with that, I realized that there are certain people that are waiting me, waiting on us, waiting on the dream team, waiting on what we do, what we create, how we preach, how we pray, how we show you, how we implement, how we demonstrate. We've been proven in areas. First, I had an event. It was two people there, right? Myself and one of the team members, Monica, we were talking about it and how God will raise you up in the midst of adversity. Now, this wasn't like, you know, we spent money and I was going through visiting MD Anderson Cancer Center. I was going there every week, sometimes twice a week to the Brain and Spinal Center. And with that, God raised me up in that season. He perfected me in an area when I was facing major adversity. And why have I been tested in that area? Because God raises you up. He wants to raise up dead situations. He wants to raise you up from ashes. He'll give you beauty for ashes. Come on, Miss Dixon. You know what I'm talking about. How God is raising people up. He's raising up his daughters. He's raising up his sons. In this hour, why do you think it's accelerated? Look at the times. God, he's not playing with you. How many more times do you think God's going to tell you to do it? And when we don't do what God tells us to do, what does that tell God? God, I don't trust you. God, I don't appreciate you. God, I don't believe you. God, I'm not ready. God, I'm operating in fear. What does that do? That tells God that, one, maybe you're not ready to receive it. There are some people, you're waiting on boo to propose and boo done left because you're not in purpose. Right? I know it's tight, but it's right. You're waiting on somebody to say, here you go, you're anointed, and you're not even trying to act like you're anointed, right? You and your flesh. What about destiny? What about the call of God? What about your creativity? You've been created for a certain purpose. Oh my God. Come on, Jesus. Talk to us. Come on, Tamika. You've been created for a certain purpose. You've been created for a certain destiny. You got the call of God on you. Listen, the reason some people are not like you, they're not going to act like you. They're not going to talk to you. They're not going to co-sign. They're not bond with you because you haven't been called to them. You got an assignment over your life. You got purpose in your destiny. And as long as you got purpose and you got breath, you gotta operate in excellence, operate in that destiny, operate in the purpose-driven life that God has given you. There are certain times in the spirit where you can wrap it, you can accelerate your purpose, you can accelerate your destiny, you can accelerate your anointing. Come on, man of God, you know, Jared Wilkins, you know what I'm talking about. There are certain times where you cannot be on mute. This is not the season for you to be what I like to call a scared cat in the spirit. You cannot operate like that. Come on, Anthony. You know what I'm saying. You cannot operate. This is not the season to back down, to turn down. This is season to turn up, to turn on. Look, to turn up in destiny, turn up in purpose. Hallelujah. You got to die empty. This is the season to operate in full explosion of your purpose. Look, you cannot mute me. There's no way in this day and age somebody has enough power to put you on mute. Listen, you may not like what I'm doing. You may not like my Facebook status, but I know what I'm doing. I'm going to pray about it and I'm going to praise about it. In the meantime, I'm going to let God do what he wants to do. He's going to put my name on somebody of influence, major influence, to impart it to me and really to say, you know what? You got this. It's something different about you. There's some people that are watching this and you're saying, there's something different about me. There's something amazing about what's in my life. I got purpose. I've been called to lead global influences. I've been called to operate in excellence. And what's going to happen is God's going to stir somebody up. Charles, God is stirring somebody up. Felicia, God is stirring somebody up. And your name is going to come up. And they're going to say, you know what? That's my daughter. That's my son. They're major overcomers. I don't know them, but I know them in the spirit. There's something unique about you that only you can do. Hey, praise Jesus, hallelujah. Robin, there's something unique about you. Woo, thank y'all for sharing. I appreciate you. I really do. I had to come on real quick and share this. Y'all know y'all my family. You know, even those that don't like you, they cannot say that you're not anointed. You're anointed and you've been chosen. And because you've been chosen, God has set you apart. That's why you can't fit in. Even when you try to fit in, you're going to hit roadblocks. Why have you keep hitting roadblocks? Because that's not what you're supposed to be connected to. You got to get detached from what's draining you, from what's taking, sucking life out of you. You cannot operate like that anymore. This is not the season to hang around, you know, foolishness. Am I helping anybody? It's just, do you understand? Let me know. Talk back to me. Y'all quiet. Are y'all quiet? Let me know. Praise Jesus. Hey, God. I feel the glory on that. This is not the season to hang around people that are not doing nothing. This is not the season to hang around your hater. You know they hate you. You know they don't like you. Ooh, that's a word. I felt that in my belly, as the old people used to say. This is not the season to hang around people that don't like you, that hate on you. This is not the season to hang around people that are compromising their faith, compromising their beliefs, compromising the call of God on their life. This is not that season. This is not that season. This is not the season. I'm telling, ooh, I feel that in the spirit. That's, somebody's going to get delivered on that word. You cannot deny the call of God. Ooh, you better talk about it. Come on. Come on, elder. That's right. Paul and John. That's it. I told somebody, I think yesterday, I'm like, look, I'm the modern day John the Baptist. Y'all better come on, get you some. Something great is coming. Something great is coming, right? You better get ready, because what's happening is you got a call of God on you. The greater anointing is on you, and you got to prepare the way. Where the sons and daughters that'll say, look, send me. I'm not scared. Send me. Let me pray. Send me. I'll do the miracle. Send me. I'll walk on water. Send me. I'll create the book. Listen, send me. I'll cover the men and women of God. Listen, send me. I'll go speak God's word. I'll go and worship. I'll be the prophet of the nation. Listen, where are those sons and daughters? Where are those people that won't get weary in their well-doing? Where are those people that won't quit when adversity comes? Where are those people that won't quit when they get rejected? You think I'm worried about you rejecting me? Listen, all you did was make me pray and seek God more. And really, rejection is not really rejection. That's God's protection. When we understand that God is protecting us, he's called us and he's protecting us for a specific time and a season, what he's saying is, daughter, son, I'm protecting you, because they can't understand the call of God on you right now. They cannot touch the anointing. Matter of fact, I've super exceeded what man said you would ever do. And it's very dangerous to hang around when you're not welcome. I'm not worried about being welcome. Honey, when you are welcome with God, I can walk in anywhere. That's it. Chew on that. Run tell that. I'm fired up. My goodness, I feel the presence of God. And you have to know that yes, they may shut the door. Yes, they may say no. But when you know the source and you know the resource, I don't have to do no sorcery. I don't have to be treacherous. I don't even have to be hood. What I do have to do is seek God, seek his wisdom. And maybe the deliverance part of you being on mute is you going on a fast. Maybe you're going to fast. Y'all got me sweating on Facebook. Praise Jesus. Man, come on, God. Maybe it's you got to go on a fast. Maybe you got to see God's hand. Maybe you're not supposed to be there anymore. Could that be the answer? Maybe you're really not supposed to be there no more. Maybe you're not supposed to hang around them anymore. Don't get caught up in that season. Go and do what God has called you to do. Y'all share this. Share this video. Inbox your friends. Inbox your family members. They don't know why you sharing it. Just share it to them. This gonna bless them. I believe, because it's blessing me. I don't know about y'all. If it's blessing you, let me know in the comments. It's blessing me. I know that this is a season where God has called you to be unmute. You cannot be on mute. You cannot take it personal when people put you on mute. Right? When you know the source, there's too many platforms for you to be heard. There's too many opportunities for you to have a voice. You can create your website today. You can do that for free. If you go to dreambuildsuccess.com, I gave you like 500 ways to start a business. I think I gave you 51 different resources. I know that God is going to use you. I know that God is going to use you. I hear that in the spirit, that God is going to use you mightily. But you got to be bold. You have to be courageous. You cannot be on mute. That's not the season. You know what? There's too many times where you got to stand up. You got to be the one in the family say, no, that's not right. Let's pray about it. No, that's not God. That's not holy. God is blessing people that's living holy right now. Yeah, he is. And don't get discouraged when your neighbor that ain't living like they supposed to, they ain't doing what they supposed to. Don't, you can't compare nobody. Don't be in that competition spirit. Because when you compare yourself to other people, what you're telling God is that what you gave me is not good enough. You're telling God what you birthed in me and you predestined me to do is not mighty. It's not you, God, you wrong, God. That's what you're telling God when you compare yourself to other people. Because what, listen, you can copy a lot of stuff, but you can't copy the anointing. That's going to deliver a whole bunch of people, right? Come on, Calandria. Come on, Kendra. Hey, Tamika, you can copy a lot of stuff, but you can't copy the anointing. Whew. Dr. Kimberly, she said, this copy and paste spirit got to go in Jesus' name. Right, right. And look, I said, you know what? This is a time where you have to get to scroll, select, delete. You got to delete some stuff out of your life. You have to delete some adversities. There are some things in your life. Hey, Pamela, how's it going? Hey, Prophetess Orneal, how are you? How are you? Orreal, how are you, woman of God? This is a season where you have to scroll, select, delete. You got to delete the garbage. You got to delete the confusion. Listen, there's some times in your life where you got to stand up and say, be quiet. That's not right, y'all. I love you enough, but we're going to have peace in here. This house is going to be a house of peace. This family is going to be a family of peace. This business is going to be a business. Listen, even if you're in corporate America, you sense discord. That's what the adversary comes to do. He wants to put you on mute, and he wants to say, you know what? That's an entrepreneur, and that's a leading lady, or that's a man in ministry. We're not going to use them. Their voice doesn't matter. This is not the season to take it personal. What that means is that God is protecting you for something greater. God is protecting you for something divine. God is protecting you for something anointed. God is protecting you for something mighty, for something bold, for something audacious. God is revelating and he's releasing that in this season. Come on. Y'all know. Oh, I'm fired up. You know, I remember when I was a babe in Christ and I was working with, you know, what I like to call witches. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I took it personal because I didn't get promoted. How you not gonna promote me and I got perfect attendance? How you not gonna promote me and I always stay extra, you know? And then back then I was thinking, but that showed my maturity in God. And when we don't, when we take it personal and when we wear our emotions on our sleeves, hey Nisha, come on, talk to me. What happens is God is trying to perfect certain things. And the word of the Lord says that he's gonna perfect some things that concern you. So if there's some things that concern you, stop talking about it, start praising God about it, start praying about it, and start prophesying yourself to your next destiny, your next chapter, to your next book, to your next platform. You got to start speaking it into existence. I pray this is helping you. It's helping me. Oh, I love it. I love it. And I love me some Jesus. Guys, I want you to walk in destiny, walk in purpose. I love you. Thank you for sharing this video. Remember, inbox your friends and families with this video. Listen, it's going to bless somebody. It's blessed me. I love you and I'm praying for you. Stay connected. Go to LaShondaGary.com or you can visit me at DreamBuildSuccess.com. You can get your Wake, Pray, Slay shirt. I have it in black and now I have it in gold. I'm so excited. We are already pre-selling. We got San Antonio. Registration is live. You can go to dbsconference.com. If somebody on the dream team is on, can you put dbsconference.com on there? Praise God. Thank you for letting me know. Listen, Sharice, woman of God, I'm telling you, God has a mighty call of God on you. I see that you're getting elevated in the spirit, woman of God. I pray that God will just bless you supernaturally. I see that in the spirit. I see that God is raising you up. I see that there's been major adversity, but I hear the spirit of God say that you are anointed for this, that God is going to give you major opportunities, that your next meeting, woman of God, I'm gonna inbox you some information, but your next meeting is strategic and that God is elevating you in this season. Sharice, I see that in the spirit, that God has raised you up for this time. He set you apart. God's hand is on your life. I see a mighty anointing that's coming forth and God has strategically put you in a certain place of great influence. I don't know what you do. I don't even know a lot about you, but I know that God's hand is on you. Be encouraged and know that God has not forgot about you, that you are going into a major meeting. You're going into a major meeting, woman of God, and I see the hand of God in that meeting. You got to lean to the Holy Spirit, because if you don't lean to the Holy Spirit, you I'm a inbox you, woman of God. But I believe it in the name of Jesus that God is going to really raise you up. Thank you. Thank you, Elder. Thank you, Elder. Praise God. But we thank God for you. I thank God for this new season. Dion, I thank God. Receive it, woman of God. I'm about to inbox you after this video. But I see the hand of God on you. And I see opportunity coming. And I see that God has called you and he's anointed you for this time. Be encouraged and go forth and know that God is with you. Guys, I love you and I'm praying for you. Y'all, I got to get off because I got to get my real prayer. Hey, Dr. Baker, how are you, woman of God? I'm coming to Dallas, woman of God. I cannot wait to connect with you. I'm coming to DFW, the Dreamville Success Tour. We are traveling nationally. So if you're someone that is a speaker and you have a voice, it is my prayer that God will use what God is doing in Dreamville Success on our platform. We seek God, but you can go and apply to be a speaker. You can go to, I think it's on Dreamville Success website. It's on DBS Conference. If you follow me, go to my business page. You'll see that we did a call for speakers, an open call for speakers. I think we got like 5 or 6 different stops. But this is my prayer that God will raise us up to really show those hidden talents and tools and give you the resources in the body of Christ. If you're someone that has a voice and you say, I am on mute, I want you to go and I want you to apply to be a speaker. Why not? I believe that if it's meant to be, that God, I'll be there and set up. I think we'll be in, woman of God, I think September. I got a lot of dates, like, you know, I have a lot of dates. But you want to go to my website. Go to LaShondaGary.com or either DBSConference.com. That's where it is. But September, October, November, we're touring. So we're going to be in your city. If it's a city you think we should be in or a country, we're working on the Bahamas as well. If there's a country that you believe we need to be in to come and create platforms and influence and really impart, my prayer is that we will impart into you destiny, vision, divine purpose, and deliverance. I don't prophesy no houses and cars. I'm not that kind of prophet. I'm one of those that prophesy deliverance. Now, if God tell me to say it, I'm going to say it. But I believe deliverance in the marketplace needs to happen today. I believe that deliverance has to happen in order for you to operate in excellence and operate in divine purpose. I believe that with everything in me. I believe that deliverance has to happen in order sometimes for you to get healed. And whether it's in your deliverance or your environmental deliverance. Amen. So receive that, Tamika. God's going to use you, woman of God. Stay encouraged. And any of those of you that are dealing with depression, I hear that in spirit that God is raising you up and I want you to start going on fast. You need to go on a 7-day, like fast, seek God. But deliverance is a distraction. I mean, depression is a distraction. Depression, those of you that are struggling with that, just know that God is with you, that God is waking you up, that you got to wake up, wake up, wake up. Seek God. The more you seek God, the more that deliverance will come out. It will come out majorly. And I'm telling you that I know that God is raising you up. There are some of you that are destined for greatness. My goodness, I feel the presence of God. I got to go because I just know that God is about to use some of you. But those of you that are faced with depression, I want you to dismantle that. That's a spirit and it's sent as a distraction. I can talk about it because I've been there. Oh my God. Listen, I know the presence of God is on you. I know the presence of God is on you and it's a distraction. When I was depressed and I was very extremely suicidal, I took medicine. The medicine wasn't working. I needed the Holy Ghost. I needed major deliverance. I needed to get healed. I needed God to really impart into me what I needed. Listen, the only reason I was confused about the call of God on my life is because I needed to be healed in some areas. I was walking in fear. Listen, I was walking because of bad relationships. Listen, I was in rebellion. I needed deliverance and I'm being honest and that's the only thing I know. I can only be transparent. There are some of you that God is going to heal you. I believe that the call of God is on you and that you are going to be healed majorly. Guys, stay connected with me. I gotta go because I gotta get my praise on. And I I'm not there where I could be just like that in Facebook. But I love you. I'm praying for you. Stay connected. Go to LaShondaGary.com or DBSConference.com. We want you to not be on mute. This is not the season to be on mute. And I pray for you and hold on to God because God loves you and so do I. Be blessed.